I'm Terry Doyle.
Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll preview one of the eight OHL playoff series that get underway this weekend as the road to the 2017 J. Ross Robertson Cup is underway and a spot at this year's MasterCard Memorial Cup in Windsor. But first, this week's Pioneer Energy OHL Player of the Week is Mississauga Steelheads goaltender Jacob Ingham. He picked up a 3-0 record in the final weekend of the regular season with a 1.50 goals against average and a save percentage of .958. An impressive performance as the Steelheads, the Central Division champions, going into the playoffs as the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. Meantime, also in the Eastern Conference, it's the Kingston Frontenacs and the Hamilton Bulldogs in Round 1. This was a matchup that looked like it was going to be in place over the last couple weeks of the regular season, but the question was, who was going to have home ice advantage? At the end, it was the Frontenacs who were able to pick up the extra home game. Jason Robertson had quite a sophomore season in Kingston, passing the 40-goal mark and also the 80-point plateau here in his second year in the Ontario Hockey League. And we chatted this week before the series got underway to get a preview of what's happening in Kingston.
You guys must be excited to get things going against Hamilton this weekend. How's the feeling around the room this week?
Yeah, you know, coming in this year as a whole group, we knew that we were a young team and we, you know, not a lot of people had us high ranking, high in the standings. So we're all glad that this whole year we pushed through, pushed expectations, and we're even more glad to get it started in playoffs and show everyone what we're capable of.
It seemed like the way the standings were playing out, you guys were destined to play Hamilton. Even over the last few weeks, it was looking like that, but you guys were playing for home ice. I would think that had to be a real driving force over the last couple of weeks of the regular season.
Yeah, we know that, you know, playing in Kingston, playing around in this atmosphere and all the in this rink and all the fans that keep us, they motivate us, support us. So we know that how much home ice advantage is important to us as a team. And, you know, Hamilton over there, we think we do better on home ice as I think all other teams here. So I think that was a big part in helping us win this past few games to attain that.
A normal week of practice, sometimes you're getting ready for two or three different opponents. Has it made things a little different this week at practice, knowing you're only preparing for one team?
Yeah, we, you know, now we turn our focuses specifically on who we're going to play now. We know what we have to focus on, specifically one team. So it's a little transition from the regular season, but it's a lot more exciting because, you know, you're going up against the same players and so you could be the winners out of that. So we look forward to that, and I'm really excited for it.
If I told you before the season started you'd have a 40-goal, 80-point season, would you say, all right, I'll take that?
Yeah, for sure. It's, you know, it's always good to have good personal success, but in the end, it's I think me being a big helping this team achieve where we have is more important than what really comes down to, and I'm just glad I could be able to be part of this.
Have you found being in your second season in the OHL has just made things a little more comfortable compared to year one?
Yes, I believe last year with our, you know, last year we had a high scoring team. I think we led the one of the top scorers in the Eastern Conference last year. So being a part of that gave me a lot of knowledge and input on how to take my game to the next level the next year. And I think being a sponge last year, taking everything in as a lower end player who didn't play a lot, I think it's really helped and contributed to our team success this year.
For you, being out of Northville, Michigan, now second season in Kingston, what's it been like just away from the rink, being in Kingston over the winter months?
It's been great. I really enjoy it. Like you said, it's my second year, so first year, getting familiar with everything, and second year, you just enjoy it. You enjoy it, and you enjoy it from here on out. And with our team here, a great group of guys over here, I always enjoy being with them and in and outside the rink.
This past week, we saw the OHL Cup wrap up. You got a chance to play in that a couple of years ago. What memories come to mind of that?
You know, it's something you look back on, and it's fun to see that experience for all the OHL, all these guys coming from the OHL Cup and, going to move on in the league. For me, I watched the game. I could see, these guys are coming in the league. It's exciting for them, and we're graduating here. So you look back at, you're getting a little older. It's time to really dig in and, enjoy what you have now.
You made the decision to, of course, play in Ontario there for your minor midget year and then come to the Ontario Hockey League. Just the whole overall experience of playing in the OHL, I'm sure the choice you've made has pretty much already paid off.
Yeah, you know, that's a decision that I look back on right before my the OHL draft, where I really wanted to go. And, you know, I think I look back at it now, it's probably one of the better decisions of my life. And I think it's really helped my personal success in getting to where I want to go.
That was Kingston Frontenac's forward, Jason Robertson. Let's take a look at the final CHL Top 10 rankings for the 2016-2017 season. And the Western Hockey League's Regina Pats lead the way as the number one team in the country, followed by the OHL's Erie Otters at number two. The Owen Sound Attack come in at four, the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds at five, the London Knights at number six, with honorable mention to the Windsor Spitfires. So five OHL clubs in the list. Certainly an impressive performance from the OHL this season. Speaking of top performers, let's talk about the top performers for March in the OHL to wrap up the regular season. The OHL Player of the Month is Petrus Palmu of the Owen Sound Attack. He led all scorers with 20 points on 7 goals and 13 assists in 9 games and was a plus 13 to wrap up a red-hot regular season for the Owen Sound Attack. The OHL Defenseman of the Month, we stay in Owen Sound, it's Santino Santorami. He had 15 points with 2 goals and 13 assists in 9 contests to wrap up the regular season. Now the Vaughan OHL Goaltender of the Month and OHL Rookie of the Month, Matthew Villalta of the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. How about this to wrap up the month of March? He had a 5-1 record with a 1.34 goals against average and .957 save percentage. Certainly they're backstopping the Greyhounds to the number 2 seed in the Western Conference as the West Division champion. From some of the OHL's current top performers to those of the future, how about the Mississauga Reps picking up a 3-2 win over the Toronto Nationals to win the OHL Cup powered by Under Armour? Denis Kolovachev scoring with 9 seconds remaining in the third period to give the Reps the victory. A great performance by everyone involved at this year's OHL Cup powered by Under Armour, and you will hear many of those names coming up on April 8th at the 2017 OHL Priority Selection. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.